As we continue discussing the subject that has been brought up in our Gemara, the subject of Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatolah, we quote the Shulchan Aruch, Ayrechayim Simen Resh Tezvov Sif Dalet. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kalam Avarach Bracha Shein Etzricha, if somebody makes a Bracha Shein Etzricha, raise a Noisei Shem Shemayim Leshov. He's violating the serious issue which we're learning in the Gemara of Noisei Shem Shemayim Leshov, for he could Nishba Leshov. Shulchan Aruch says it's like somebody swears Leshov, Vosalanus Achav Amen, you may not say Amen after such a Bracha. And the Paiskim explain that this includes a situation, as we discussed in our previous year. Let's say somebody decides that he's going to say a bracha in a place where the halacha is suffer brachas lahakal, and you're not supposed to say the bracha. That's called making a bracha shen etzricha. Or if somebody eats food that it's also to eat, and he makes a bracha on it, that's the bracha that should not have been recited. Or if somebody eats a food that's not healthy, or he eats food that's kosher in a time when you're not allowed to eat, he eats it on a fast day, or somebody eats bread without Netilas Yadayim, so that luckily is that these are all considered brachah and a tzricha, but the Paiskim say you do say amen after such a situation. However, the halacha is if somebody stole food and made a bracha, on such a situation you don't say amen. Similarly, the Paiskim, the Michah Shleimah, in Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadik Aleph, teaches us that we know that an oinin, Rachman Slan, someone who lost a close relative, that until the kfuri is an oinin, and he's not supposed to make brachas, somebody decides, I'm going to make a bracha. Such a situation is considered a bracha levatala, and the issue of Shem Shemayim levatala comes up. As we said, the question of a bracha levatala, if that's an issa deraisa derabbanan, is a machlokes Rambam and Tosfos. However, if you just mention Hashem's name in vain, everybody agrees that that's an issa deraisa. Which Shemos Hashem are included in the Isser of Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatolah? Say the Poskim, the Shem Havaya, the Shem Adnus, Kael, Elohim, Eye, Shakai, Tzvokos. The other Shemos Hashem are not considered the Shem Hashem as far as this halacha is concerned. So, for example, Rachum v'Chanon are not included in this Isser. Even though they're not included in this Isser, that's as far as the halacha that we're discussing here, a Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatolah. Regarding, however, the issue that we have been discussing, the other issue of not saying Shem Hashem in a place which is not clean, it doesn't have to be any Shem Hashem is usur. Moreover, a very important halakha which comes up. The Mishnah Berurah Siman Suf Katan Yotes teaches us that the Isser Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolah is not only when you say it in Lashon Kodesh, but even if you say it not in Lashon Kodesh, you say G-O-D, that's considered Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatolah, unless you're trying to be Meshabeach Shem Hashem. And as we've been learning, the Gemara Masechta Nedarim, Daf Zayin on Beis, teaches us that in a place where people are not careful with the Shem Hashem, mentioning Shem Hashem properly, Anias Mitsuya, there's poverty. The Torah and Simon Kuf Nun Vav says it could cause Misa. The Shlok, quoting the Ramban, says a mask shem shemayim levatolo. Olov nemar im loisishmor liras Hashem viflas Hashem as makach secho makdas kudaylus. If somebody hears the shem Hashem mentioned in vain, it has to bother him. It has to make a difference to this person. It shouldn't be that you heard the shem Hashem. I didn't, chas v'shalom, say it improperly, and therefore I have nothing to worry about. On the contrary, it's something that should bother anyone who mentions the shame Hashem in vain. And that's why the halacha is taught to us in Siman Reish Tes Sif Gimel, as I mentioned it in previous shir, kol brachas, regarding all brachas, im nistapik im birik im lav, if you have a suffix, if you said the bracha or not, ein revarach lo betchila lo besoif, don't say the bracha over, chutz v'brichas ha-mozim neshel Torah. And here too, as I said earlier, you can't be machmer and say, well, I'll say the bracha again, because by being machmer, and what you think you're being machmer, and making a bracha, there's the issa of loisisa, Hashem Hashem Alakecha Hashem. The Paiskim say, the Mishnah Berurah, and Simek Kuf Samach Zayin Sifkot Memtes, that if somebody wants to be with Nim Meshuras Adin in a situation where he doesn't know if he's Mechuyiv in a bracha, he just shouldn't eat. Or he should hear the bracha from somebody else who's mechuyev in the bracha, or he should eat other foods that certainly have that chiyev bracha, and therefore he'll be safe. So what should you do, the Paiskim discuss, in a situation where you don't know if you're mechuyev a bracha, but you're a person that has the proper attitude to brachas, and you don't want to say, you don't want to eat without a bracha. So the Pais can give a number of eitzes. One eitzah that the Pnei Yeshua already suggests is to say the bracha, the Lashon Arami, or one of the other languages. The Gemara many times uses the Lashon, Brich Rachmona Malka da Alma. Or such, that's not considered that you made a bracha levatol. However, what's going to be the halacha? You had a suffix if you mechuyev in a bracha. We just learned, because of the isra moitzi shem shemayim levatol, you don't want to say the bracha again. So you say it in one of the lashonis. And then afterwards you remember certainly that you not make the bracha. The halacha is that at this point, since the eved you yoytze the chiyah bracha, by saying brich rachmona malka, so you yoytze the bracha, now you shouldn't say the bracha properly. Many paiskim, however, disagree. And this goes back to what we mentioned earlier in the shir. Because as we mentioned earlier in the shir, the iser of mighty shame shemayim levatolah is not limited to Lashon Kodesh. It applies in all languages. So, what are you trying to do by saying Brich Rechmona Malka Da Alma? By saying it this way, you haven't accomplished anything by saying it this way, because it's still considered Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatolah. So therefore, many priests can give a different suggestion, Prima Godim suggestion. We spoke about this in our previous year, and that is to be Meharer the Bracha. Because as we discussed in our previous year, there are Paiskim that say, we said it's Machloikish, but most Paiskim are of the opinion that the Isser of Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolah does not apply by Hirer. Others suggest along the same line that you could start the Bracha, Baruch Atah, then Hashem Elokeinu be Meharer, but that's where you have the problem of Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolah. And then the rest of the bracha, you could say because there is no pram motishem shemayim levatala. There's another suggestion that the Pesach can give, is to say the Pesach in Divrei Hayamim, where you say, V'yivarach David as Hashem, Leini kol hakol, V'yom David baruch atah Hashem al keisol, Avinu min ha'olam v'ha'olam. You're just quoting that Pesach in Nach, and then after you say that Pesach in Nach, then you could say the rest of the bracha that you were needed to say. Another eitzah that the Pesach can give is to take out a Rambam or a Shulchan Aruch and read the words of the Shulchan Aruch where that bracha is mentioned. So you're not saying that bracha because you're chayiv in the bracha. You're saying it because you're learning it. You're learning the halacha of that bracha, and as you're learning the halacha of that bracha, you're also mentioning the nusach bracha that you're not sure that you're mechuyiv in. Which opens up another question. That is the Pesach can discuss when you're learning and you come across a Pesach, and the Pesach has in it the Shem Hashem. Should you say the Shem Hashem or not? So the Shas Chuvas for Yan Yosef in Or HaChaim Siman Aleph discusses the Shaila, and he takes a very strong position, and he says that you should say the Shem Hashem. He says the only time you shouldn't say the Shem Hashem is if there's a Rebbe who's learning with Talmidim. If there's a Rebbe who's learning with Talmidim and he's learning each word separately, each word individually, and they keep on repeating it. They say, Baruch, whatever, Vayidaber, Vayidaber. He said, Hashem, Hashem. You're going to keep on repeating it, then you shouldn't say the Shem Hashem. I was zoicha many times to hear the Klaus Mugger Rebbe speak, and every time he quoted a pasuk, whether it was he was saying a Gemara, a Medrash, just a Drasha, he's always makpid to say the Shem Hashem. Because as much as our Gemara teaches us that we have to be concerned about Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, at the same time, the halacha is that we, of course, also have to show respect to the Shem Hashem. And by sort of skipping the Shem Hashem as we learn the Pesukim, the Torah, that isn't showing respect, according to those Pesukim.